It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black with Dynasty Podcasts. We are somewhere in the modern wing of the Art Institute before doors at After Dark, and I'm here with the cool kids, Sir Michael Rocks, Chuck English. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Right on, man. So we're going to talk about all sorts of awesome things tonight. It's really exciting to get to chat with you guys here, kind of on the eve of your return. But how are you feeling? Let's start with that.
Good. I just landed back from doing some stuff in London over the past few days. So I literally just hopped off the plane today, went home, changed clothes, and now we're here getting ready for the show later, signing some autographs and hugging some ladies and babies and all that.
Yeah. How about you?
How am I feeling? Was the question?
I'm
pretty excited about the show. it was like a weather like switch up today. It got really cold on me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I was prepared for that. But other than that, like, it's a pretty good day.
Now, I have to ask, is this the first performance you guys have done since regrouping?
No, we did Fool's Gold Day Off in L.A. Back in September. This is our second show together.
But that's still pretty early. Like, what was it like at the Fool's Gold event being up there for the first time in years, I would imagine?
It was nice, man. It was nice to be able to get back on stage and perform new songs that people hadn't heard before, really, and get that reaction out of them and get the crowd going crazy like that. So it was good to just be able to see that, you know, the new sounds transition into the live set pretty well. So that was good.
Yeah. Now, this reunion, you guys announced it over the summer. How long was this kind of cooking behind the scenes before you let people know about it?
For years.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we just had a plan. Just kind of, I don't know, like, it's like if you're playing outside and everybody's like, well, let's go home real quick and we'll come back and play later after dinner. That's probably not the best analogy, but...
But after dinner was just a few years, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, we had some things we had to just explore on our own, given the fact that, you know, like, the music and the internet has changed so much, you kind of don't want to throw... You don't want to throw too much in the wind and not be sure of the climate, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we got to discover a lot more about our abilities and what we do, or what we're good at to bring it back together, like with a different identity.
Yeah, but I know that also, you know, like over the course of the hiatus, the break, whatever you want to call it, you guys also collaborated during that time. So it doesn't look like there was like, you know, like you hear about some, it wasn't like the Eagles. There wasn't like this terrible bad blood where it's just like.
No, it was neither. It was actually like, you can see how you can shift opinions. You know what I'm saying? Like it could be like, hey, we're not making any music anymore right now. Or not, like, right now or anymore, or whatever word you want to use. And everybody goes with the most dramatic conclusion, like, oh, my God, you guys broke up. And then I think we saw that as interesting, you know, like, let's let them say it.
Right.
You know, like, why try to fight? So during that time, it was just, I can't say, like, waking people up, but kind of showing them, like, yo, this is what we have accomplished, and sometimes people don't appreciate stuff until it's not there.
When Cool Kids wasn't active, were there times where you looked at what was happening in music or culture and you thought, like, oh, man, this would be such a great time that, like, I wish we were doing something right now, or was it nice to have that kind of, like, breather before you came back?
I think the times that we weren't doing stuff were, that was the best time to not be doing stuff together, you know, of course, you know, the music is always changing and the climate is always changing, and it's all about timing with this, especially when you got like kind of a, you know, original style like we do. Like you can't just like pop that out 24/7 like mixtape, you know, mixtape, right. Like the mixtape culture has taught people to do, you know, like our music wouldn't necessarily go over that well in that, you know, that aspect of where people, you know, you do a million tracks a week and you got a mixtape every month, and you know, the oversaturation era was not our friend really. So we kind of tried to chill out on that and bypass that era for a little bit.
But I think that's smart, because it's like Drake has like an album every year and then like two mixtapes every year, and it's like no shade to Drake, but it's like, how much Drake do we need?
And that's even moderate. Like, Drake is not even a person that puts out a lot. That's a rare person. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't put out a lot, but it's people that really put out a lot. And it works for some people, but for our situation, it would have not been the best move for us. So we decided to try to bypass that era.
Now, you know, obviously Chicago as a music, you know, as a city, as a music scene, all these things, it's a lot different than it was when the cool kids, you know, first became active. Like, how do you view the kind of climate and culture of Chicago music here now versus when you guys started out?
I mean, there was, like, people you could just count on your hands that had made, like, the world impact from Chicago. It took, like, the social media or social networking era kind of, like, opened up the windows to see, like, all the different types of music that could come out of here. So you had, like, you didn't have to go and be signed at a label. Like, you could actually create your own fan base. And I think that Chicago was the spot where, like, a lot of the most, you know, not genre-bending, but the hip-hop that kind of shifted things in different directions, whether it be Common or Kanye or a Twista or a Lupe, you know, like, the world of music that, or especially hip-hop music that comes from Chicago is just, it's polarizing the effect it has, even down to, you know, where we are, to where, you know, Chance is right now, to where Vic is right now. Like, there's... And everything's different.
Yeah.
Everything is completely separate sounding, you know?
Well, I mean, the other thing I think that's really different than, you know, probably the first go-around is, like, when you guys started out, it was 2005, and MySpace was really kind of the only digital platform that really existed. And I think that that was a weird time to be an artist because the existing music model had already pretty much collapsed in recent years due to Napster. But the new kind of, like, wide range of social, like Instagram and Facebook, hadn't really arrived yet. Do you think it's easier to be an artist right now, or?
Easy, I don't know. I don't know what, there's still, like, certain things that confuse me about, like, just our how we receive music or how songs rise. It's like, all of it... It's based off kind of meme culture right now. Memes are taking songs to a whole, like, a really huge place. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how songs are getting around right now. And to me, I feel like it was easier then because if you made a song and it was good and it was really, really good, people would share it. And, it wouldn't be on a video post for 30 seconds and then you just wondering where that song comes from. Like, the same thing with, like, what's his name? I know his name. Plies. Well, Plies had to run off on the plug twice. Like, that blew that song up. It goes down, all of the, it goes down in the DM was
right.
One of the biggest songs. And, it, like, that song, it when you think about, like, what they're actually talking about, you couldn't take that song back, like, 5-6 years. Wouldn't nobody know what you was talking about.
Right.
So that's how big, you know, social networking or social media has gotten, that it's actually almost bigger than life at the moment. Like, you could say something on Twitter, or if something happens on Twitter, it's shared within the matter, like, around the world in seconds. Like, everybody saw it. Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
something else I think that was, you know, it's really unique to the cool kids, and especially at the time that it started, is that, you know, fashion was a really big component of what you guys were doing. And now music and fashion kind of go hand in hand, and that's pretty common. But, like, do you guys ever look at what's happening either in Chicago or outside of Chicago and see your own influence in that?
But it's the same thing that, like, happened when we were influenced. When something happens or something's a really good idea, to see it spread is actually, you know, like, that was supposed to be the idea. Like,
right.
You don't dress a certain way thinking, like, now there's a kind of, like, a, you know, a culture to a self where people are they're, like, they're dressing to be an individual while we were, like, doing things that I feel like I wanted people to see us and want to dress. Like, it was cool the first time we ever did the show, and then the whole crowd look like us, like dressed like us. That was extremely humbling and like a really ill experiment to see.
I mean, I remember that. I've been doing Chicago music journalism here for a long time, and I remember those like town hall, you know, floss nights and the whole wave. Now, there's two new songs that have recently dropped in the last few months, and one more recently than the other, but Connect Four and Running Man. Are those just loose singles? Are those part of, like, a larger new project in the works, or what can you say about that?
I feel like just now doing songs is song, like, when you record songs, if they weren't attached to a group of or an idea of that recording, they should be, you know, separate. And this isn't, we're not in a single culture, you know what I mean? Like, people love listening to singular songs. There's artists that still are, like, are huge that still haven't put out an album yet.
Yeah.
I feel like that was, those were just, we want to build up a nice catalog of things that are, you know, songs, and then kind of reestablish what an album's supposed to be when we get to that, when we get there, which is coming really soon.
Well, and that was going to be my other question is, like, you know, do you see this being kind of a lasting reunion? Are you taking it as it comes, or do you have kind of long-term plans with this now?
I mean, it's just, it is what it is right now. It's not like a thing we're going to turn back off. This was the plan when we stopped. Like, we're going to pick a time to come back when it's perfect. And then from then on out, it's just infinite. Like, whatever we work on is a Cool Kids thing. And it might not necessarily just be albums, like, but there's stuff we are designing together. We, like, we got a plan to actually, now that we're sitting in our art institute, is to do an installation for an album. We've been talking about that for like 3 or 4 years. So it's just us. It's not really like the thing it was before where it was like us as rappers. We like actually trying to build, I know it's not corny to say, or it's like people say it all the time, but we're actually trying to build this brand out.
Yeah,
you know, so it's something that can live and be infinite.
Right on. I think that's awesome, man. I can't wait to see what you guys have coming up. As somebody who got to witness the original wave, it's really exciting to have you guys back, and thank you so much for taking the time. People can come see you guys next on December 14th at Talia Hall. That's a Red Bull Sound Select show with Fake Shore Drive, so look into that. I'm sure there's details at fakeshoredrive.com. Sir Michael Rocks, Chuck English, man, from the Cool Kids. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, man.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.